assistant and middle school reading teacher, mom, card designer, and aspiring Swiftie. I already have a stack of Galentines and Valentines ready to be sent off to my pals, Leia.
Do you?
I do. I am coming off a week of shoveling and more shoveling. And Leia, when I looked outside, I think there's like another 8 inches to be shoveled.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
Oy.
But of course, being outside means that I can chat with my lovely neighbor, Joyce.
Oh, yeah.
And Joyce noticed that my bird feeders were empty and she came over and filled them.
Oh, she's a dove.
Oh, she's a dove. She's a galentine. Joyce is my galentine, Leia.
All right. Yay, Joyce. Okay, well, hi, I'm Leia, your Beijing correspondent and international school teacher, mother, podcaster, and aspiring digital nomad. So Valentine's Day has even caught on here in China, for better or for worse, but we are just past some high-level celebrating with Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year. We're at the tail end of that now. I spent some of that in Shanghai with my sweetie, so I'm feeling all loved up and ready for Galentine's Day. So, yay, and happy Year of the Rabbit, Edie.
Oh, yes, happy Year of the Rabbit indeed.
We're the Two Chit-Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
TikTok tricks that actually work. And revisiting your word of the year.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Galentines.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Edie, I'm anxious to share my revelation. So may I go first?
Well, I am actually looking forward to hearing some tips or tricks that work, Leia. Don't think I haven't forgotten about 101 things to do with chip dust and that ridiculous cereal glitter. Give me something I can use.
Something practical. Okay, I've got it
yes.
for you. I've got it for you straight from the TikTok.
Okay. Well, this will be good. I'm all ears.
Can I turn it into a little bit of a quiz? I know you don't like to be put on the spot.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do you think you get rid of scuff marks? With what thing? With what object?
An egg.
You're funny. The correct shape.
A tennis ball. A
oh,
tennis
you got
ball.
It. A tennis ball. That's right.
Yeah.
So according to the TikTok, those streaks on your floor have finally met their match. Just use a tennis ball like an eraser to scrub away the scuff. No chemicals here. So this is safe for any kind of floor, including hardwood. So that's cool.
Well, do you know why I know this, Leia?
Why?
Because at schools I've been at, they've had like tennis balls on sticks and as punishments for kids. They've made them like wipe away the scuff marks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they hit them with the
No.
Balls on sticks.
No.
That's funny. Well, you know, it's better than like the Mr. What is it? Mr. Clean or the bald guy? That's Mr. Clean, right? Because you can buy that white eraser thing, but
yeah,
like they said, no chemicals in a tennis ball.
Well, also, Leia, I have no tennis ball.
Oh, well, see, we do because our dog loves to play with tennis balls, but you know, they're not expensive, so you can pick a few up pretty inexpensively. But I have a question. Do you think this works for walls as well, or is this just a floor thing?
Ooh, that's next level, yeah. Leia. That's next level.
I know. Well, I'll give it a try and I'll come back to the pod and let you know. Okay, so next one. How do you think, or with what handy thing that you have in your household, can you fix stinky drains?
Lemons.
Well, that's a good one. But according to TikTok. It's mouthwash.
Here's I don't have mouthwash either.
Well, you should. You should have mouthwash. Everybody, every self-respecting teacher should have mouthwash.
Really? My dentist said it's ridiculous.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. What do I know? I don't know anything.
I do
keep it handy. Here it says, dinner may have smelled amazing, but that doesn't mean you want to get a whiff of it when you're standing at the sink a week later. Banish odors by pouring 3 capfuls of mouthwash down the drain. The same antibacterial properties that fight bad breath will kill off germs in your plumbing, which will smell minty fresh. So, there you go.
Do they really know that?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't get this from TikTok because I'm not on TikTok. Can you guess where I got this from?
Oh.
You know.
Real simple.
Real simple. January, February, 2023.
Oh.
Yes. So all of these have testaments from, you know, the editor or people on the team who have actually tried it. So, in fact, here with the stinky drains and mouthwash, they say, my bathroom sink doesn't drain quickly and can give off a bad smell. I was very surprised to find that this works there, too, says Flavia Nunez, the fashion editor.
I think these real simple people should be looking for another job. I'd be a little concerned.
They should come on the podcast.
It's like they're pouring money down the drain with all this mouthwash. It's ridiculous.
Okay, well, we're going to go backwards for this next one. And tell me, can you guess what you use shaving cream for other than shaving?
Cleaning mirrors.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Fabric stains, actually. So it says in Real Simple, not on the TikTok, don't cry over spilled wine. Instead, grab a can of shaving cream and spray it over the stain ASAP. Let the foam sit for 30 minutes and rinse and rub the stain. It should vanish before your eyes.
Is this like the old-fashioned shaving cream that our fathers would use?
Yeah, like the white stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, no one uses that in our house. We have like the moisturizing kind that would probably cause more of a stain.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually have my own tip or trick for this, for stains on white shirts, Edie. I cannot believe this worked. I had this white blouse that I really loved. And, of course, you know, second time I wore it, stained it enormously with, I can't even remember what, you know, wine, coffee, chocolate, maybe all three. And not only that, I didn't recognize how stained it was. So I put it through the wash, which apparently bakes in the stains, right?
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, you know, this thing is rags. But I did a little reading on my own, a little research on the old internet, and I came away with, I thought there's, you know, there's nothing to lose. They had suggested WD-40, which is the oil, right? To oil your hinges and whatnot. WD-40 and dishwashing soap. And Edie, as good as new. I wear this blouse
really
all the time now. Yes. Dawn was like, you're going to like make holes. You're going to destroy it. Don't do it. But no, it worked.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's so impressive, Leah, and I believe you.
Okay, well, there you go.
I believe this.
Yeah.
Wait, I have another tip or trick. If you dump wine on your white shirt, you could just tie-dye it.
Ooh, there you go. Dump some more wine.
Put it in rubber bands and then dump mouthwash and wine on it, and it'll be super groovy.
Very groovy, yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good tip.
Love it. That's the best one yet. Well, the next one's really dull because I think you know this one. What do? You should know it because you're a big coffee drinker. Discolored coffee mugs?
Oh, I use those, what you use to clean dentures, those tablets.
Oh, like Fixident or Polydent.
Yeah, I dump one in and that works for all these turmeric tea, you know, mugs that are stained.
Curry-like mugs.
Yeah, and it works too to freshen up your water bottles.
Okay, well, that's a good tip. They suggest something a bit simpler, which is just baking soda. Mix a 1/4 cup with a few teaspoons of water to create a thick paste, and scrub your favorite mugs with this sponge for a few minutes.
That's so much harder than just throwing in a tablet.
Well, that's true. It's cheaper though.
Yeah,
better for the environment.
I don't know that it's cheaper. I bought like a huge box of these things for next to nothing, and I've never bought another box.
Okay.
All right. I'm just ornery, Leia.
Well, it seems like our tips are better than the tips from TikTok via Real Simple. Okay, the last one, because we all want to have shiny flatware, don't we? You can't stand having dull cutlery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how do you shine it up?
Toothpaste.
No, easier. Aluminum foil. Or as they say in England, aluminium. Okay. Yeah, so it says it's fine if it's already been used, the aluminium. Toss it into the flatware caddy and run your usual cycle through the dishwasher. A chemical reaction. Oh, you don't even have to scrub. This is nice. A chemical reaction occurs between the foil and the dishwasher detergent, helping to burnish the flatware. Wow, I like it. Actually, I don't have a dishwasher, but one day I will, and maybe I'll remember this tip.
I'm skeptical.
Give it a try. You have a dishwasher, right?
Yeah, we were talking about our silverware last night at dinner. Uh-huh. And it's all like bent. Really quite sad.
Okay.
And the kids are like, are we ever going to get new silverware?
Well, you can just tell them now it won't be new, but it'll be shinier.
It'll be shiny. Just put that tin foil I covered the lasagna with in the dishwasher.
Right?
Everything will be fine.
Oh, your life will get better immediately. Okay. Well, what do you have for us today, Edie?
Well, Leah, this one might seem really simple to many people, but I was slogging through my day at the middle school, you know, doy to doy, and I forgot that I was only like 20 days into the new year.
Ah, I know. It feels like, you know, we've been at it for
for a while, right?
Woo! Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I forgot all about my word of the year. Fresh. Mm. So I remembered my word of the year and then started acting, you know, like it was still January rather than like, you know, like the end of April.
Right, right. Actually, by the time this airs, it'll be February. So we're almost.
Yeah, and I'll still be remembering my word of the year. So I've done a couple fresh things lately, mm-hmm. Leia. I have a fresh approach to grocery shopping, and it's that I go to Woodman's Friday right after work.
Oh, that's why we can podcast earlier on Sundays.
Yeah, because that was always like over my head, like, ugh, mm-hmm. Sunday I have to go to Woodman's, you
right,
know.
And
so it's all done. I just do my grocery list Sunday or Friday morning when I get up, and I'm all good to go. And then we have food for the weekend, which
that's
is
so
lovely.
Good. That's excellent. Yeah. Do you go right after work on Friday then?
I do.
Oh, I'd like that. I think that would be fun. You know, when we lived in St. Paul, that was something I would do. What was that nice grocery store they had in Minneapolis, like sort of a ritzy place? Oh, I wish I could remember. But we would go right after work on Fridays because they always had samples out and wine.
Oh.
So you could just, you know, try all the different cheeses and crackers and figs and whatnot. I mean, this was 20 years ago, but loved that.
Okay, back to me and my word of the year. I also have a fresh fashion tip.
Please.
I've been pinning on vintage pins on my sweaters and things, and not just one vintage pin, like three or five.
Ooh.
It's very 80s. I remember doing this in the 80s. You know, this isn't new, but it's fresh for right now because the 80s were like 40 years ago, Leia.
That's nuts, right? How did we get old? How did we, you know, how did this happen? But Edie, I'm going to say that it's Sunday evening here in Beijing, and I got out my clothes for tomorrow. I have this sort of black cape-like thing, and I thought this needs a little jazzing up. And I found a vintage daisy pin that we got together. We were in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yes. A couple years ago when we started the podcast, and I got this beautiful daisy pin, and I am wearing it to work tomorrow.
How is it I let you buy the daisy pin? Was I not Daisy then?
I am not sure. I don't know how I got it and you didn't, but it was the same day I got those chick salt and pepper shakers. Do you remember
them? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are cute.
So cute. Anyway, fresh. What else?
All right. I have one more fresh thing. It's fresh workouts.
Ooh, yeah. What are you doing?
Well, it just means I'm returning to all my old workouts since I haven't been doing them. So they seem really fresh.
That's good.
I was doing some research on like joining a gym virtually or, you know, like a fitness streaming service. I was looking into that, but I'm not ready to commit. I'll just return to my old new to me workouts.
Which are?
What is her name?
Leslie Sansone?
No, it's someone else. I can't remember her name because it's so common. You know?
Jen something, yeah.
I know Jen something, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
So anyway, remember your word of the year because you might have forgotten already. And that's okay. Just, you know, a gentle nudge.
A gentle nudge, I like it. I will be continuing to transform myself. Okay.
Yes.
Lovely. Hey, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for campfire chat.
So, Edie, you've long been a fan of Galentine's. Tell us what you like so much about the idea of Galentine's.
Well, I like that the focus is off of romantic love, because that was quite depressing to, you know, many people who didn't have a romantic partner.
Sure.
And I like how it's more of a focus on girlfriends. And, you know, personally, romantic love hasn't always worked out for me, or I'm dating some, you know, idiot who's like, Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday. You know, it's like, ugh, woof. So I can hardly imagine that I am the only gal who is, you know, thrilled about Galentine's Day.
No, I love the idea of it as well.
So, Leia, when I think of the most challenging times in my life, it was always my girlfriends who carried me through. And, you know, I often think, where would I be without all that gal power? And I just love having a day to say thank you and to celebrate the girlfriends in my life, including you, Leia.
Yes, yes. Well, agreed. Agreed. I love celebrating you too. So, well, Edie, in my case, let's remember, because you were quite involved in this, that Don and I got married on either February the 15th or the 13th. And we can never remember which day it was because we'd come to the United States on my fiancé visa. I'm Canadian, for those of you who don't know. And we had like this deadline, right? I think it was the end of February or something. And we were just going to go to the Justice of the Peace. And I remember you and Don and me were at, was it the Willie Street Bar? No, it was at the bar. No. It was the one right across the street from where we lived. What was that called? It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Maybe we that should call this episode, what was that called? What was that grocery store? Who was that exercise teacher?
The two chit-chat chicks are getting old. That's what we should call it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Anyway, we were at this bar having a few drinks, and you said, you guys can't just get married at the Justice of the Peace. We have to have a party. And so you helped us pick the date, plan the venue, which happened to be your ex-husband's grandmother's cottage. And, you know, the rest is history, right?
Yeah.
So that was very fun. You were a part of it. Our good friend Teresa was there. It was a small little gathering, but it was great fun. And I'm so glad that you insisted we have an actual wedding. Even though we did tear up the wedding vows afterwards and take them all back because, well, that's another story, which I think
I've told. That's
another
story.
I've told in a podcast before. But regardless, we do have, there is some necessary anniversary celebration around the 14th, but I actually think it's a good idea to skip the 14th one way or another because you don't want to be out with a bunch of other couples, you know? and it's an expensive day, everything's booked out, so I'm happy to do Galentine's or anniversary celebrations on either the 15th or the 13th and leave the 14th out altogether.
Ooh,
yeah,
Leah, that's a good tip,
right? Save some money.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the impetus, I think, for the wedding being on one of those 2 days too, because it was a lot less expensive to get the flowers and the catering.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I can't quite remember.
I don't remember that, but that could be true. So, anyway, let's talk about what we can do with our gal pals. I have a lot of ideas, and I know you do as well.
Yes, I do. And actually, we can both do some work on putting our socializing goals into practice, can't we? Because we dream all these things up and then we're kind of homebodies. But you know, let's make this happen. Let's make some things happen for Galentine's this year.
Well, my first suggestion is to go and see a concert or a local band with your gal pals.
So fun.
So I meet two of my friends out for tea every week. Well, this just started with my fresh approach to the new year.
I was going to say, I've never heard about this.
Yes, it's new. It's fresh, Leia.
I
found out that they both love to dance.
Oh.
And they want to dance more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get very annoyed when my boyfriend is like, I want to go out dancing. It's like, oh, for heaven's sakes. But since my two friends want to go out dancing, then I want to too.
Okay.
So our goal is to find a band and just go out and see the band. And it made me remember this local band to Madison called VO5.
Uh-huh.
And their goal, if you look on their Facebook page, is to make people dance. So they wear like fun outfits and huge wigs and they have a 70s disco vibe and there's like 10 people in the band and they play a lot of concerts in the summer, which is when teachers can actually go to concerts. So this dancing won't be happening around Galentine's Day, but you know, soon this year.
That's good.
Doesn't that sound fun?
It sounds so fun. And Galentine's Day does not have to be on Valentine's Day or even close to it. It can be any day, right?
Any day. Remember that one video you posted, Leah, of you dancing at a jazz fest?
That was in Madison. That was so fun.
I was just mesmerized by that video. We sat and watched it like over and over. And laughed.
She probably couldn't believe that this Mennonite girl was dancing.
I couldn't believe it.
Not
you
really.
Were having so much fun.
It was so fun. That was a great evening. That was with my sister and brother-in-law, Ellen and Cal. Oh, that was the best. And we hadn't heard live music in forever because it was that first summer of COVID or the autumn. And it was just like, oh, such a release.
Yeah, it's like you all by yourself in a parking lot dancing. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, my tip is to go to a restaurant that you probably wouldn't go with on a date. Something that's maybe more adventurous. Like don't go to a French restaurant or some hoity-toity place. But I would recommend, and we did this last week actually, going for a hot pot. Because I think that's the thing that maybe people don't do as much in North America. Of course, we have them everywhere, and especially in northern China. But that's a really, really fun experience. And, you know, there's a lot of hot oil going on and chops, you know, like boiling meat and dropping things. And, you know, it's a messy affair for sure. We actually had aprons on when we went. And you know, at one point I thought, you know, we need face guards, but then we couldn't eat. So. But it's just really, really fun and surprisingly filling and something that's quite different from the huge, right? So
yeah.
I think a hot pot would be super fun to go with your gals and just order a bunch of, you know, veggies and meat and, you know, spicy stuff and just have fun. And you can mix up your own dipping sauces and it's a blast. So that could be fun.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, right. And I'm on the Asian streak right now, too. I would suggest a dim sum. That is super, super fun, where you can order all these little Cantonese dishes and just fill up on loveliness. And you can just keep going. You know, you order this and that. And sometimes, depending on where you are, they come around on trolleys. But usually these days you order from a menu and just pick a bunch of stuff you don't know and try it and have fun, because everything's, you know, little bite-sized pieces. So dim sum is a great option as well. And eating, I had this other thought too, which is not Asian per se, but what about a trivia night with your friends at a pub? Like, if you were to do an 80s trivia night, you would clean up, right? You'd be so good.
I would be good at it.
I know, especially if there were you know, Hall and Oates questions.
Oh, and how could there not be? I mean, seriously.
Right?
Seriously.
They'd be really remiss if they didn't. You'd have to walk out in a huff if those questions didn't come up. But yeah, so those are some suggestions I have.
Okay, Leia, what about playing laser tag with your friends?
Oh my God. Not with your kids, now, but with your friends. Wow.
Well, I played this summer for the first time in Spokane, and my kids were there, but I was also there with my friends, our friends, Ellen and Brad, and Leia, I was so obsessed with playing laser tag, I couldn't stop. I was like bullying my way, and I was playing with other families, with people I didn't even know, because I could not stop, like, running around and shooting targets, and I was just insane.
Wow. Well, I played once in Thailand with a couple families, and yeah, I got super competitive too. Like, it brought out something in me that I didn't know I had. So
I didn't. I never thought that I would be like that. I'm like, what is this? And then all of a sudden, I was a monster. But my warning is: make sure you understand the rules.
Okay.
Because the first couple rounds, it was like, what? We didn't, you know, the adults didn't know what was going on. Right. And the kids were like raking in all the points. And another tip is, make sure you understand the rules. That's how important it is, Leia. I said it twice.
Yes, you did. Okay. So I have a question. Like, if you're going with adult women, are there places where you can play laser tag and also like have cocktails before?
I hope not.
No, would that be too much? That would be...
That would be ridiculous. That would be a bad idea. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So don't combine laser tag with alcohol.
Nope.
Okay. Just wanted to check. Okay. So what about going to a bathhouse or a spa with your gal pals? Like, I would never want to go with Dawn. I don't know. I mean, we go for massages together sometimes, foot massages, but... I remember in Korea, Edie, they had these amazing bathhouses, and I know they're becoming quite popular, or have been for a long time, at least in big cities, you know, where you just strip down, you get into hot tubs, cool pools, there's an ajumma, there's a lady there like scrubbing you down, and there's just, and then you can fall asleep on the hot floor, like people, I don't know, it was quite invigorating, as I recall. I haven't done this.
Well, Leia, I don't remember these Korean bathhouses because I refuse to go, because the whole thing sounds like a nightmare to me.
Well, yeah, they're
absolutely. I don't want to strip down and jump in pools of hot and cold water and be scrubbed down by an ajumma.
And you're naked.
Fall asleep on a hot floor. No, no.
Well, if there are some gals who would enjoy that, you should do it. I don't know. Like, I tended to go by myself, I think. So, but of course, you know, there were always lots of women around at the bathhouses in Seoul. But, okay, well, what about a spa then, where you don't have to strip down, but you're lounging in, you know, your bathrobes and your fluffy robes?
Like, I've done that before. That's lovely.
Mm-hmm, that would be good, right?
Yeah, that is good.
Okay. Okay, so something like that. A bathhouse if you're bold and, you know, audacious, and a spa day if you want to be a little bit, you know, lower key.
Yes.
Not let it all hang out, as it were.
No. No.
Okay, so if you don't like that, here's what I came up with as an idea, and that's just like having an old-fashioned sleepover. Didn't you love having sleepovers as a kid?
Oh my gosh, I love them. In high school, or maybe it was junior high, me and a group of friends would have these MTV watch-a-thons because we loved Mark Goodman so much. And we would just stay up and, you know, eat Doritos and watch Mark Goodman and drink Diet Coke. It was so fun, and chat and laugh.
Right? Actually, that's where I started to not like Doritos, because we used to have the best sleepovers at my friend Karen Hadebrecht's house, and we'd all sleep on the floor in this sort of, I don't know, it was this dark room without windows, as I recall. I don't know what it was, but there'd be piles of us in there, and we'd have big bowls of chips and Doritos and this and that, and inevitably, like a few hours in, the whole room would start to smell like stinky feet. But I think I think it was the Doritos, I'm pretty sure. I think those smells are very, very similar. But whatever the case, you know, for, it was so much fun. I mean, we would just laugh and howl, and nobody would tell us when we had to sleep or get up, and, you know, it's ridiculous, right?
Gossip. Yeah.
So what would that be like as adults?
Well, Leia, we know what it's like. We've had many sleepovers together.
Have we?
Well, yeah, we just, you know, well, when your family would come and stay, you would just stay with us.
That's right.
That was
we'd
a
never
sleepover.
Leave.
And my friend Lena comes for a week in the summer, and it's a big sleepover, and it's so much fun. It's you do the same thing that you did when you were a kid. You watch a movie, you eat popcorn, you laugh, you talk, you, you know, drink coffee in the morning.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to a sleepover this summer with you, Edie, when we come back. So, Galentine's for us coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. All right. So, have a sleepover.
Here is my last idea. And this also came out of talking with my friends while we had tea. We are going to go to a roller rink and skate.
I remember
in the 80s or possibly the 70s, the big thing to do would be to go to Golden Sands Skate Land in Plover and just skate. You know, it was so fun. They played this song, "Knock Three Times on the Ceiling If You Want Me." It's like, that's so inappropriate. I was probably like, what, 8? We'd all be singing it, and then your arms would be up in the air, knocking 3 times.
Right?
Can you feel the energy? I mean,
so much. I love roller rinking. We would actually, our youth group from church, we would cross the border back in the day when you didn't need passports, and we'd go to Linden, Washington, to the roller rink there, like every few months or so, and it was just like the highlight. It was the best.
So good.
Right? Do you remember the slow dances?
Oh, yes. Well, that's when we'd go get food.
Go get the nachos with the nasty queso.
Yes. Mm. So apparently there is like a retro roller rink like 20 miles away from here next to Glenn's Market. And it does get quite full, but, you know, I'm ready to dodge those youngsters and do some roller skating. We can do that too, Leia, when you're here this summer on a rainy day.
Okay. You don't think we'll be judged too harshly by the youngins?
I don't care.
Good. Okay. Let's do it. I'm going to need like a helmet and pads, though.
Really?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Well, they probably rent those.
Because, you know, people like me, I'm a walking excuse for an accident. So I don't know. Anyway, let's see. I like the idea. Okay. So last question. Do you think an escape room with your gal pals could be fun?
Sure, I like that because it's like a limited time. It's like 1 hour.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Reins it in a bit.
It reins it in. You don't have to be, you know, escaping for hours and hours.
I feel like I might be a bit too stressed. I've done escape rooms once or twice, and I find them, you know, like my cortisol rises.
Why?
Initially. Well, because they're timed and you have to get out and, you know, you can feel claustrophobic. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan, but
I've never done one because I don't like to figure out problems.
Well, this too.
I don't think I would be very good, but I'd do it.
Okay. Well, We'll put it out there for the coup.
Yeah.
It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
This week, your challenge is to make some plans with your girlfriends. Get out there and have some fun.
Yes, and every week we share our Chit-Chat Challenge of the week on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook. It's a fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give your opinions and your recommendations. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you are planning to do with your gal pals so we can get even more ideas. We need more ideas.
Yes, yeah, more. Bring it on, more. Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Yes, yes, where Galentine's cards are being sold.
Galentine's galore!
Yes, and remember, you don't need to limit it to just February, so you can send those cards anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we would also love a Galentine's gift of a review on iTunes.
Thanks, Leah, for editing this podcast.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.